yesterday for this service, and I thought I was just going to be reading one of the lines like one of the teens and everybody, you know, just going through it, through the motion. But when Pastor Lynn asked me, you know, when you give the word, now I'll be honest, it was toying with me at night, and I'm like, God, I'm not ready. And I'm not, I only have a few hours to prepare, you know. I'm like, I'm not ready to, you know, give the word and, you know, speak. And I'm pretty sure even Moses, when he went to talk to the Pharaoh, he's the same way. You know, he wasn't ready, just went as the Lord said. And so, Lord, use me. Use me. So the topic for today and the title I have today is Why This Gift, Jesus Christ. Let's see. So I'm coming from the NIV, and I'm going to come from some of the perspectives that the kids spoke on. I'm going to go from Mary's view, from Joseph, and also the wise men. Okay? So if you could open your Bibles or your Bible apps, if you don't have your physical Bible, we're going to turn to the book of Luke, starting with the first chapter. Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. This is the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel of the Lord said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." In Hebrew, Jesus means Savior. One come to save and one come to deliver. He will be great and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." No word. No word before, after, or that will come. God's word will happen, and it will come to pass. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Now, from Mary's point of view, what I caught on this, you know, with the title, "Why This Gift, Jesus Christ," let's see. At a point, I had to think she was scared to have the child. And also, she never slept with Joseph. So that mindset there in itself, not only just being thinking that her community would think of her as, you know, she getting around, you know, she getting around doing whatever, you know, and but she still had the willing spirit to take the gift in the aspect of birthing the Christ, the Savior, to be a vessel, to say yes to that, and to be a mother, even though there may be talk about her behind her back, even though that people may walk away from her life, even though that they'll basically outcast her from ever being a part, she still said, "Yes, God, I will take this gift you have given me to be the mother of Christ."
Yes, yes.
And to be used in that way. So she said, "Yes, let's see what God can do through me as the mother of Christ." The next view I'm going to go to is Joseph in Matthew chapter 1, if you could turn there, please. Matthew chapter 1, starting with verse 18. This is when Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, which we said means Savior in Hebrew, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate this marriage until he gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Now, from Joseph's point of view, if I was Joseph, you know, I would have had so many questions. And I would have went to the community, too, and be like, "Yo, what's up with this girl?" Like, really, for, you know, like, if I'm in his shoes, I'm like, I got to know what she's doing out here. Is she faithful, you know? Does she really love the Lord, too? Because she got the word from the Lord, too, that she was going to give birth to the Savior Jesus Christ. And with Joseph, the gift he got was to walk it out through the dream, to take that dream, that word from the Lord that will not fail, that was prophesied through the prophets from the Old Testament, saying that the Savior would come in Bethlehem and that they would birth him, the Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Joseph had been like, as the topic was, why this gift in this situation? Where I ain't slept with her and she ain't my wife yet, but we gonna have this child. And everybody else probably knows she ain't slept with nobody either. You know? So he's like, why this gift, Jesus Christ? Let's see. Let's see what he gonna do. How can I be the vessel as the husband and the father to the Savior? And now we flip to the wise men. We're going to go back to Luke in the second chapter. And this was something I had never caught before from the wise men. Now, we all know that when they had heard about the Savior, they went and brought him gifts and everything, frankincense, myrrh, and some gold, you know, and they wanted to see the Savior that was being prophesied about. So in Luke chapter 2, I'm going to start in verse 8. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, watching over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.'" Now, this is what, when I was reading this passage, what caught me, how they were gifted to see the Savior and shown to go see the Savior. It says in verse 13, "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on the earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" Now right there, before they had even seen the Savior, They were given the gift of seeing his heavenly host. And not only that, they were praising in their fullness to God as he was birthed. And they got to experience a small fraction of the glory of the Lord before they even set their own eyes and really given their gifts and their praise to him. So in that, they went and left, and it says in verse 15, when the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So this thing they seen, the angels come down, boom. We now we know. We got to go see the real King, the true King of Kings. And they went there, and they presented their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, with this topic, why this gift, Jesus Christ, a question I have is, how many of y'all during the holiday season or any time have received a gift from friends or family where it made you question that person, why they got you that gift? Why have you given me this gift to use? I don't even think I would use it. For me, we had one of our staff parties, and I was given an electric kettle for, like, tea and stuff. I had time I didn't need it because I had a coffee pot. I would just make my tea in the coffee pot. You know, why do I need an extra one? But I didn't really see how important this gift was later on every day in my life. Okay. So when I relate this back to why is Jesus Christ and his birth, why is that gift so important? Well, I want to share like a little fact. I was studying. In Greek, they also call Jesus by the name of Yeshua, which also means God who saves and God who delivers. So God had me question myself as I give this to you guys, you know, too. Why this gift, Jesus Christ? Why do you choose to follow this man, this God named Jesus Christ? When you think back, what did he offer compared to the world or to any other religion? I'm going to share my testimony, y'all. I've shared this with the team. I'm going to share a part of my testimony. Why this gift, Jesus Christ? I grew up in the church, basically. I started up there doing sound and everything, something small, that little gift, you know, to help people experience the Lord through worship. And then I went to start ushering, you know, from there. And from that point, I said keep serving in the church, and then here serving as staff and with the office, and now, you know, teaching the teens and becoming a leader and helping, you know, follow the vision that Apostle and Pastor Linda have. And through this time, I would say probably, I've shared this testimony with the teens before. They've heard it. About 6 or 7 years ago, I tried to kill myself multiple times. It was not a great time at all, because to be so low and to feel like nobody else cares, you know, to want to end your life because you didn't feel like you had anybody else, you know. I tried to find purpose and life and things and people, and there was nothing that could day to day when I laid my head on my pillow that wanted me to keep going. You know, you guys would look at me, for those that do know me, you'd be like, "Larry, you?" You'll never see it. I believe I'm very good at hiding my struggles and stuff from people. It was hard. I'll say twice. I had planned. This is how bad, you know, it was. Where the enemy, I basically planned it to where, like, if I would go driving on the 20, you all know where Best Road is. Mm-hmm. I had basically planned out that if I crash my car going at a certain speed, this is 130 plus into one of the poles. No matter if they took an evac helicopter, you couldn't have saved me to any hospital. That's how bad it was. And we say, why this gift, Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Okay? Those times that I'm driving, when I tried to turn the wheel, and I'm talking about yank it and whip it over into, and at a time too, I tried to go over Deception Pass. Okay? So this is real. But only God, because when I tried to whip it left or right, my hand was stuck and the steering wheel was locked. Now, in all these new cars, that don't happen because they got power steering. It makes it easier to drive. It's not like the old car where you build some forearm strength in there and you got to whip it over, you know? So why Jesus Christ? Why his birth? For me. Thank you. There was no other name. Whether you are saved or unsaved, that you can call on, that will answer. There was no other name that was willing to step down from his throne to experience what it means to be human, but to fully be God, to go through death, to go through all that pain and suffering, to nail himself upon that cross. The real tree. Not this Christmas tree that we decorate every year, but the real tree that stands forever and ever to shed his blood, to shed and to forgive us, to be able to wash away any sin, no matter what it is, even though you may feel like, God, you can't forgive me. Because in my suicidal time, I knew, I really felt like God wouldn't forgive me for doing that because I did not fulfill what I'm called to do on this earth, just like his son Jesus. But because of his sacrifice, not me. This ain't me talking. But because of the Lord, his death and his resurrection. Not just his birth. I'm thankful for that gift. But my God was not a baby, just a baby. He is the true and living God, the one seated on the throne. And him beating death. The most important gift, eternal life. Without question, as long as you are willing. Now, like as Apostle and Pastor Lynn and all these other teachers here teach, as long as you are willing. Because God loves you so much that he gives you the option and the will to decide. Whether or not you want to choose to serve him.
Come on.
And choose this day whom you shall serve. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Elder. So why this gift? Think from your own situation. As I close. Sorry. I'm just like, I'm on cue because of timing and stuff, you know. I have that in my head, you know. Like, boom, 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 you know. So, you know,
I'm just letting you float.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thanks God.
You know, why Jesus Christ? You know, let's see through, you know, through my testimony to y'all. You know, one of the parts, you know. I really did try to kill myself. but it was only Jesus Christ and God. There is no other God you can call on. No what? Oh. I dare you to try. In the Old Testament, when they try to offer offering to the one of God's on the mountain, their offering didn't light up. There ain't no other God except Jesus Christ to claim he is God and to also be living and everlasting in today. There's no other one. If you know one, shout it out. But God loves you so much. And we all know this verse. It's very, very prevalent. The Lord didn't want me to end this without this. John 3:16, we know this, y'all. For God himself. For God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. He gave him to the point of death, y'all. Y'all experienced death. Oh, man. Or what it means to get close to that point. God, Jesus himself said, Lord, take this cup. Because I don't want it. I don't want it. But he said, Lord, not my will, but your will be done, Father God, Lord. That whosoever shall believeth in him. And it said it's your choice. And I said, I don't want no one. Just like the Father, I don't want nobody to go to hell. Okay, if I'm going to share another personal thing, you know, at a young age, the Lord actually, in a dream, I had this dream three times, and I know it's only the Lord. I had went to hell myself. I was held by an angel. And as I'm going to describe to you, as I'm going through and flying around with this angel, there's literally hands reaching out, crying for help. The wails and the gnashing is not of this world. The pain that is down there when you experience separation from the Lord, and it will never end. And I don't want anybody, as even Jesus and God himself, he does not want anybody to perish and experience eternal separation and damnation from him because we chose not to. But he loves you so much that he gives you that gift to choose. Yes. So as I open up the altars and I close, if there are any new people or anybody, that questions their salvation and where they will go, I would invite you to come. If you need prayer for something, elders, if you would come as well as we pray. And we say, why this gift, Jesus Christ? Why this gift? No matter what I just share one of my deepest, darkest secrets, guys. And whatever deep, dark secret you have inside, the Lord will help you. He will save you. He will forgive you. He will deliver you. He will help you. He will change you. He will renew your mind. He will change your thoughts, your actions, your heart. He will, because it said in his word, he will never fail. Yes.
Oh, we bless you. We bless you, Jesus.
Jesus, Lord. Thank you. To receive salvation, it says to repent and believe. There's no specific way to repent. You just God, I'm sorry. Lord God, change me from the inside out, Lord. Renew me from the bottom of my souls, Lord God, to the head of my feet, Father God. Lord God, I don't want to be questioning, God, where I will go, Father Lord. But Lord God, I want to be a new creation. I want to be with you, Father God, in eternity. I want to know, Father God, what it means to have purpose in life, Father God. I want to know, Father God, what it means to be truly loved. Not just from words, Father God, but from actual action, Father Lord.
Every sparrow, how much more does he love you? How much more? How much more?
Hallelujah!
How much more?
How much more?
How much more? Father God, we pray for those that are up here, Father God, Lord. And those that didn't come, Father God. Those that are confused, Father God, still questioning, Father God. All they have to do
with
is come to you, God, repent,
splendid,
and your son,
how
Jesus,
much more will he hold you? How much more will he hold you? If he watches over you,
I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that every person, God, will experience you, Lord, in a real and undeniable way, God, that they will know that they only know that you are God, Father God. Pastors that would like to join the church or be a part of the church, we invite you in. Thank you, Deacon Watson.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Why, Jesus Christ? Why this gift, Jesus Christ? Let's see. Try him out. Give him a try. We try everything else. Try him out.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for everyone.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Beautiful, beautiful! Thank God for you.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise in the house.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
We serve a good God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord, amen, for Brother Larry coming and sharing the word, you know. As they teach the youth in the back, amen.
Yes.
Share the word with
them. Yes. Amen. Thank you, God.
And as you notice this service, we just wanted to be, amen, include all our young people, as many as we possibly can, amen, because they need to know Jesus for themselves.
Yes.
And they also need to know that they have a word in their heart that they can share with their friends, with their family, that they can do the work. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know that God is able. We thank Brother Larry for just allowing God to have his way in him. Amen. Because truly, we need God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank him.
You know, as I stand here and as Larry was giving his, being so transparent, There's just something about transparency, isn't it? Because a lot of times we've been places that the enemy tries to make us ashamed about. But when we bring it out into the open, we find out there are so many other people that they need to hear that testimony because the enemy has been whipping them up in that area. But to know that, I've been there too. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, that I'm not just standing here without anything in my life, that the enemy didn't try to fight me or try to stop me. How many have a testimony knowing that the enemy tried to kill you?
Come on.
Tried to stop you. I know of the suicidal spirit, but because he was born, because of Jesus, I'm standing here today because of Jesus. Larry is standing here today. As I look and I was thinking about from our young people on down, let's give our young people a
fantastic job today.
That the teenage class, amen. Hallelujah. I'm just as they came up and just